minister before the ark of the Lord to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the God of Israel. I think we got a pretty good handle on thank and praise. Thanks is the word yada, and it is the throwing up of the hands like you might throw a stone or you might throw a javelin. So it's intentional throwing up of the hands, and it has to do with thanksgiving. Praise is the word hala, which is the shining and to become bright and brilliant and clamorously foolish and to just come alive. But the word commemorate, if you go to the Old King James, it's the word record. And it literally means, Glenn, would you give me my little blue book? I wrote it down and I left that one down there. I want to read it because it'll encourage you and it's funny at the end. Mr. Strong was pretty funny. Commemorate, record. It's from the word zikar, and it means to mark, so as to be recognized. So it's an intentional marking of something, like you might mark in your book, or a book, your story you're reading, or a place. It is to remember. It is also, by implication, to mention. And then, lest we forget what it really, give us a vivid, like sear it into your consciousness, it's also to be male. You ever had a male dog on a walk? They're marking everything, right? They're making sure that they will be able to know they were there and others will know they were there. Well, in the kingdom, in the things of God, it's ability to remember, to mark, to take note of. That's why we do use, journals, things that we can refer to, highlight in our Bible. Because this is what I believe, for me, if I lose my remembrance, I lose my thanksgiving. If I'm no longer thankful, I have a hard time praising. If I want to reactivate thanksgiving, then all I need to do is begin to make mention, remember him. And so one way to do it is just start in January and think about the year. Think intentionally about the good things that have happened. The enemy is such a, he's such an intruder, and he's always pushing evil into our thinking, negativity, awful things that have occurred. But if we take a moment, we can go through the calendar, so to speak, and next thing you know, we pull some really gems out, and we give thanks for those. And then the thanksgiving, the praise erupts. So the recording of something is, I think, probably one of the lost arts. So that's how we got the Book of Psalms. The psalmists were there praising and thanking God, and someone was writing them down, recording them. Those events that have occurred, the things that have happened. So I want to encourage you, as I've been encouraging myself, go with the Lord, because again, I gave us table advice for Thanksgiving. Now this is the God relational advice. Take some time and look for memorable things that have occurred. It can be in your spirit, in a time of prayer you had when God started to talk to you about who he is, what he's doing. It could be an event that occurred that you go, wow. Like I had the birth of two of our grandkids, which is really huge, And it came and went. I mean, they're going to continue to grow and be always a part of our family, but that happened this year. So that's a sweet, sweet, sweet spot that I can give thanks to God for. Now, did I give thanks when they were born? Of course I did, but it's something about returning to something. You build something because you're marking it in order to recognize it, to be able to find it, because if it's the God who helped me slay the lion and the bear will now help me face the Philistine that is in front of the army of Israel. It's the building of a godly memory. And then you take the time with the Lord, things that have happened, things that didn't happen. And then give moments of what are the things that I don't like about this year. Because they'll come quick. You'll know. And that's good, because that's part of you can offer as a sacrifice of sovereign trust, that in the midst of this valley that I go through, I trust you to be greater than it. It will not frame who I am, nor will it bury me in my it will not stop me from living. I will live alive in you. But that's my advice for just enjoying tomorrow. No matter if the table stuff doesn't work, this will for sure, you know, find a place to be with the Lord and let that come alive, because it's amazing how much a grateful heart just causes heaven to sing. Everybody gets grateful. Everybody starts to be grateful around us. Praise Jesus. All right. So I'm going to come down. Can we turn up some lights, please? I forgot to tell somebody that. We're going to bring some lights down because it's easier to come back up and back and forth. And I don't want to take, you hear me all the time, so I really want to give everybody a chance to come up. Think about something in about 2 minutes. Say your name and declare the Lord, well, you know, what you're thankful for. And it's the testimony of Jesus. It's the spirit of prophecy. So whatever you share, somebody else is going to have faith and be encouraged. Does that make sense? I thank God that Russell got married this year. I think that's pretty cool. Way huge. So that's so there's stuff that's happened. So whatever's going on, you'd like to thank God for yourself or so, come on up, and you can come on to either side of the stage, and that way we'll just kind of go back and forth.
Do I have to hold this?
No. Well, I'll hold it if it's easier. Sure.
I get real nervous and speaking in front of crowds, so I just scratched out some notes. My testimony is on redemption. When I was a young man, pretty much a fool, a jerk, my girlfriend and I, at that time, had a baby out of wedlock. We both felt we were not ready for children, and the decision was made to give the child up for adoption. She decided to find a hospital that has a place where babies are adopted, infants are adopted. We lived it in Los Angeles at the time, and she found one in Florida, which I would save both of us from a lot of embarrassments amongst our friends. I count that as a blessing, Peggy. She went to Florida, had our baby, and gave no names to who we are. She came back and told me it was a boy. We both got on with our lives, and she married and I married and lost contact with each other. 40 years ago, in 1976, Easter, I was born again, or as Pastor says, enlightened. I turned my whole life around and started reading God's word, repented of all my sins, and asked for a lot of forgiveness and tried to find the mother of my boy. To ask for forgiveness and see if she would give me more details exactly what hospital he was born in. In Isaiah 43, God talks about how important our descendants and seeds are. God gave me a scripture when I was first enlightened, Acts 16, 30 and 31, when Paul and Silas were in prison and the earthquake hit, all the jail doors were opened and the jail guard was scared and asked how to be saved. Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your whole household will be saved." I have always prayed that for my family, relationships, and my seed. 40 years ago, this April, this week, April of this year, this week, the week of my spiritual birthday, on that week, Ancestry.com, I received an email saying that I was the father you're my father, basically. I thought it was a scam, so I asked, "Well, where were you born?" He said, "In Florida." Uh-huh. I have a son a daughter-in-law, and 4 more grandchildren. And Isaiah 43:5, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east."
Yeah.
And a little further down in the scripture, it says, down in the scripture, that it will bring our sons from afar and our daughters from the ends of the earth.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Glenn. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's good. I'll trust you.
Jesus does so many things. He does spiritual things publicly and privately. And this year was a great year in Thailand. Had many miracles and signs and wonders. That was publicly. But in my private life, I called out to Jesus. I wanted a wife. And one of my trips to Thailand, this young lady came from the back and sat in my seat. And when I came back, I wanted to say, "Pastor, see, that woman sat in my seat. So where else am I going? I'm going to sit next to her."
That was smart, you didn't.
Something you do by yourself, right? Yeah. To make the story that most of you know known, we fell in love last year, and we got married 2 months ago. 2 months ago today.
Yay, so much.
Wow.
Right. In Jesus' name. He said a lot of things about Melanie to me, particularly when I'm alone in Thailand. He said, one of the greatest things, he said, "She is your recompense for what you've done for me." Whew. So she is my beloved recompense. I thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for my beautiful recompense. In Jesus' name.
Now, I forgot one thing. I want you to release that blessing to multiply.
Yeah.
Because the thanksgiving to God now can multiply. So in those areas where we have longed for desires, may you release that so we can. And then, Glenn, you're going to come
in
and pray that.
In Jesus' name, I release the answer to your heartfelt, tear-filled prayers. Whether it be a spouse, whether it be a son coming back that you never met, whether it be your body healed, whether it be finances overflowing that you have to look for places to give it away, and every other thing that you have with your heart and wept and wept and wept, and but you stayed in faith and you believe, I release that now. It is now. Today is a day of salvation. So I release salvation in every area of your life, publicly, family-wise, privately, the most intimate, heartfelt prayer is coming, I say, today, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you so much, Lord. You have a plan for us. You have a plan for every single one of us here, all of your children all around the world. You have a plan, and you are directing our steps. The Lord directed me here, and kind of out of nowhere, I came in, and a month or so later, the Lord put it on my heart to say it right there. And there I was, and here we are now, married and in love, and it was all part of the Lord's plan. And my whole life was that plan leading up to the destiny that he has for the two of us. And he saved me, and he was with me during the trials that I went through, and he's there with all of us as we go through all of the things that we go through. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Yeah.
He's our father. He's our husband. He is our beloved, and we are his.
Yes.
And he's all of that to us and more. He created us, and he created our hearts. He created our lives with a purpose, with a destiny in mind, and he did that for all of us. And so I just want to thank you for that, Jesus.
Yes.
And I want to thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. Larry talked about that. Glenn talked about that. The Lord answers our prayers. He revealed to me last year in December that when Larry prays a lot about Song of Solomon. He preaches that a lot in Thailand. I've seen him preach it, and he talks about it a lot with me. But also when we're ministering to people, he uses Song of Solomon a lot. And he shared with me that it's one of the scriptures that he uses a lot throughout his whole life. And what the Lord showed me was that every time that Larry was lifting up Song of Solomon to the Lord, or on behalf of someone to the Lord, he was lifting that up, and Jesus was honoring that.
Sure.
And Jesus was arranging that he would have a Song of Solomon marriage. And that's really what the Lord has blessed us with. And so I just want to thank Jesus for that too, that he answers prayers.
Yeah.
And that when we are praying to him, he does listen, and he is behind the scenes organizing everything to bring those
yeah.
prayers into the natural. So I just want to release that.
Especially everyone who's going through trials.
Yes.
That there is an end intended by the
there
Lord.
There is.
It's beautiful.
Amen.
So
thank you, Jesus.
That.
Yes, Lord. I just like you did for me, Lord, I walked through a lot. And you had a plan. You had a destiny for me, Lord. And you knew where it was. You were directing my steps. You led me there. You were preparing my heart, and you were protecting my heart. And Lord, I just want to release that onto everyone here, everyone even watching over the internet, Lord. Just release that onto people, that protection, Lord, your guidance, your love, your planning, your arranging. It's all happening for us, Lord, and I just thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Melanie. Glenn, come up here and release that blessing. Oh, can we?
I also want to give my wife a lot of credit for, she prayed alongside with, for all our family, and she claims that same scripture. Father, I just thank you, Father God, for just redemption, Lord. You've done so much for all of us, Lord. And Father, I want to release redemption, which you give to your children on this congregation, that you would just bless them, Lord. You're no respecter of persons. What you did for me, you can do for them. And I would just pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would fill them and show them that your promises are yes and amen.
Yes.
And even though they aren't answered when we want them answered, you are faithful and you're so gracious. So I extend that and release that to all my brothers and sisters here in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to just mention to Marilyn, Glenn's beautiful wife, who's back home watching, she's been through a difficult trial that started 2 years ago on Thanksgiving. And we decree tonight it is finished. And yeah, it is. And Cammie and I were visiting with Glenn and Marilyn, and we said to Marilyn, Marilyn, we really believe that Cindy Jacobs is supposed to come. You know, dear friend of Marilyn's and a friend of all of us. But and when you get your strength back, and when you're just back, you know, sometime maybe 2018, we'll just have her here, and we'll just, it'll just be a coming forth of new sound. So she contacted Cindy's office, and then lo and behold, about four weeks ago, I got a text from Cindy that said, hey, I'm out in the area for Thanksgiving weekend. You want me to come on Thanksgiving, that Sunday? Which I thought, oh, that feels really good. Feels really good. But then I thought about Marilyn, that will, it's not like where you're going to be in the fullness of regained and renewed strength. But I felt at the same time when we text back and forth that there was a prophetic utterance of the suddenly, that God's doing a quick work, a new work. And we came out of the power conference with the intent that sound that we're in a new season, not an old season. So I think that this Sunday night when Cindy's with us, she'll be here 6 o'clock, that there is, and Marilyn will be with us, Lord willing, that there is going to be a breaker anointing from the seasons of sufferings and sorrows and testings and trials and things that have been set, assignments from hell to stop the work of God in our lives is going to break off, and we're going to break through. So Marilyn, I'll pray that for you right now in the name of our Lord Jesus. I've watched you hold your place because of the word of God. I watched you hold your place in the Word of God by the Spirit of God and His power. And I declare that even now, God has sovereignly sent our friend and this prophet, Cindy Jacobs, to shift and to decree and recognize the seasons change and your wholeness and healing, and that you will go forth. You will go forth with great grace and great joy, and you will see more in the future than you've seen in the past, and more victories will be yours than you have enjoyed in the past. And we bless you, Marilyn, and we bless everyone here who's been through any and all trials, testings that have lasted years, that they're now come to an end, and the Lord in His sovereign hand breaks off and stops the continuation. Like the Red Sea that we had declared at the Power Conference, there's a Red Sea now set up that we're passing through that's going to close in on top of our enemies, and they will not be able to find us or follow us through it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Love you, Marilyn. Deanna, the light's up here. It's better.
Well, I guess all day today I was commemorating.
Good.
I woke up this morning and there was a song. I hadn't thought of this song for a long time, and it's "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, you're making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free." A cappella even.
That's good.
And that's how my day started. And then all of a sudden, I started to go back. I didn't just go back to January.
Sure.
I went way back till I was 6 months old. And at that time, my mother and father were going through a very difficult time. My father was an alcoholic, and my mom finally had to leave my dad. And when she did, my dad made a decision where our home was at. Right around the corner was a church, Open Bible Church, and there was a steeple with a cross. And many times my mom and dad would look at that steeple, and my dad decided, I'm going around the corner to that church. So he went to the church, went in and saw the pastor, and he said, look, he talked with them and counseled me. He said, you get your wife and see if she'll come back with you this next Sunday to church. They'd never been in church. And so my dad said, okay, that's what I'll do. So he went and talked to my mom, and my mom said, yes, I'll go with you. So my mom and dad went to church, and they both got saved that Sunday. And so my mom and dad reconciled and got back together. My dad used to drive the Sunday school bus. And I mean, it was, so for 5 years, we had just a very peaceful fight, the early 5 years of my life. And this church, I mean, I'm so thankful for the body of Christ, with it being around the corner so close. I mean, God knew. We didn't have any family out here, you know. The church was our family. You know, and that was like an anchor for me. And my dad went back east and caught up with some of his family. Anyway, it set him in a wrong, you know. But even through all that, it's like the Lord showed me, I used your dad to bring your whole family.
Wow. Yeah.
Talk about the redemption of the Lord. And I'm so thankful. Not only did it mean salvation for me, because as a little girl, I gave my heart to the Lord, but I can't tell you the gratitude I felt today of being in the body of Christ. Mm. Because the Lord began to show me that every step of the way in your walk, I've been with you. And I felt like I was in a bubble, like the Lord was always protecting me and covering me. And He gave me godly men in the church that just looked after me and cared for me, and grew up in the church all my life. In fact, this was the church that I was married in. And Ed got saved in that church, and he brought Ed to me and me to him. And that's been such a blessing in itself, because it was so different than my father and what I had experienced. And it was just like God, my mom was an anchor. My husband was an anchor. And then coming here and coming to Jubilee Church, but I can see, even though we went through some really hard times, you know, God was with me and He kept me. And And even today, the Lord ministered to me, said, you know what is one of the best things, Deanna, is when you can walk through something like that and you can keep a sweet heart. Mm. Because, you know, and I could have had ample opportunity, believe me, to become bitter and angry. And it was almost like the Lord gave me an understanding, even as a little girl, of what had formed my dad to be the way he was. But it was like I was able to let it go. And because of that, he was able to bring all the good things he wanted me to have.
Yeah.
And I was just so thankful. I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. My mom and dad are in heaven, but, you know, I know that they're both with the Lord. And I'm just so thankful to God. And coming here to Jubilee, there again, I felt like the Lord put me in family. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and just good pastors.
Yeah.
I've had such great pastors, you know, who just love the Lord. And anyway, so I'm just so thankful.
Well, you release that blessing to all of us because you're carrying it. And I've heard it. Let's let the Lord have that activity.
I just thank you for just blessing all of us, Lord, that just like you were helping me today, that you will help all of us to, even in the midst of the hardest situations, we will realize, God, that you have always been with us and you have never left us or forsaken us, and that you have good things for us. And sometimes it may not be the way we think it's going to come or whatever, but you are good to us, and you do watch over us and protect us. And I saw it even with my mom being a single mom, and I saw how you took care of her, and you took care of us, and you watched over us, and you provided for us, and you've never failed us. And, Lord, I just thank you that you haven't failed any of us.
Yes.
But I just release right now just the blessing to commemorate and to remember all of your goodness in the midst of anything that's happened in our life. Yeah. And to have, like you said to me today, the key is, Deanna, having a sweet heart in the midst of whatever's happened. So, Lord, we thank you for giving us sweet hearts and being able to help us release anything and everything that we need to let go of so that you can bring everything good that you want in our lives.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. 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 Come on. Go. We're going to go back and forth.
Okay. Just so much to be thankful to the Lord for. His goodness and his redemption, his fullness. I thank God he's given me the song back in my heart and a spring to my dance. Yes, and you know, Eric and I were talking about how last year I gave testimony, and we were saying it felt like it was about 30 years ago because so much has happened this year. And I feel like I was when I came to Jubilee at this point of obeying the Lord for decades and having a lot of promises, but being shipwrecked and like in a big face plant because they weren't happening according to what I thought or my timing, which was not God's timing. I'm sure none of you can relate to that. But anyway, and I'm so thankful to Pastor Steve and literally everybody here, because I'm so thankful this is a body that's rich in the testimony of Jesus. But also Pastor Steve, how he gave language and a paradigm for how your soul wants to hijack your life. And I could really relate to that. So, you know, so by the time Eric and I moved back to LA 2 years ago, we were kind of had lost everything and were living with my parents. And it was a very humbling time and stretching to the flesh. But the beauty that came from that time, I just thank God, you know, to be able to live with my aging parents who, you know, in their 80s and... it was, as I said, stretching, but then in the end, times of great joy and laughter. And then God in his goodness allowed Eric and I in our new resurrection kingdom marriage to move to Camarillo in August. It's our heart's desire, and to us, it is our promised land.
Yeah.
And I just have to tell a quick funny story. The promised land has giants that you have to contend against. So we had spiders that were like overtaking our storage unit. Then there were the rats that were trying to take over our cars. And then there were the fleas in our house. That was not okay. And then Eric got shingles, like so random. He's never sick. And then I broke my toe on stage like 3 weeks ago. Just like things that were like, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Right, Larry said that?
Yeah.
You know, so you know, they just came to nothing, those things, even though we were like, seriously? But I just want to, what I would love to pray over everybody is that God does make everything beautiful in his time. And as well, that hope deferred makes a heart sick. And the Passion Translation says it's very depressing. Hope deferred is very depressing. A longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And the tree of life is Jesus. And I'm so thankful for Jesus. So I just want to release that over everybody. Lord, we love you so much, God. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, for your goodness, for your love, for your mercy, for your promises, which are always yes and amen. And I thank you, God, for every person here right now, every person online, and every person that calls Jubilee home, that, Lord Jesus, that you would bless them, God, with hope, that, Lord, there's hope fulfilled, God. Lord, I thank you, God, that when the promises are delayed, it's only for bigger blessing. Yes. And so I just declare and decree over everybody that's had to be delayed in promises, that there's increase with blessing that's coming. That there is, that the longings fulfilled are going to come with interest. And I thank you, God, that the long suffering of Jesus is for unto salvation.
Yes.
So I thank you, God, that where we've had to be patient in you, you've granted us grace and mercy. And this is the time for promises to be fulfilled. This is the time for the promised land. And I just bless everyone here to not lose heart, that everyone, that there are no orphans. You said everyone in a family.
Yes.
And I thank you, God, that you have your beautiful promises of yes and amen over each one of us. And I thank you, and it's for your glory. And you are so wonderful always and so full of goodness. And it's for your name, Lord, that we just give thanks.
Whoa.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. While Norica was praying, I looked up, you know, the words over us, and I saw those crowns. Because they define who we are in the semblance of authority and stature and things that God set in motion before time began. And I just saw, just look up and see the redemptions coming down, drawing near. Go ahead, just look up. And let it be that you could see, imagine that the things that God set in motion before time began are that close. Like Jesus would go around and say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's just right there. So Lord, yeah. Things that would establish and bring us into the place you prepared for us before time began and the conformity into the image of Jesus, resurrected Lord. Thank you. Shahele mohoko. Wow. Something wonderful is happening. Just let that continue. Come on up. I don't want us to run out of time.
Oh, okay. Then I'll try to make it quick. I have a lot to be thankful for. You know, it's funny that Pastor Steve was saying to think back about everything from the year beginning in January. And, well, honestly, before September, yeah, that was all the new stuff. Stuff that was not really happy. See, prior to that, I had been watching my mother piece by piece, part by part. She was slowly dying in front of me and my sister's eyes. And about 3 months ago now, we walked into Jubilee Church in Camarillo, here today. And just slowly, not only did she get healed, but so much healing came in my own life. You know, prior to this, it was like, everybody standing outside the tomb of Lazarus. You know, there was no hope. There was no prospect. There was no future. But then Jesus came. And just one sentence, one moment, bam.
Yeah.
Everything switches on. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans to prosper you. They are plans to give you a future and a hope. I have that hope and that future now, and I thank the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank him for that. I thank him for my mother. I thank him for every one of you, because you guys have been just so amazing to me and my family. We love you guys, and we thank you for all the love, and we thank you, Pastor Steve, for just like letting the Holy Spirit just always lead you and always having a, you know, just something that touches us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Ken, would you mind?
And just so for anyone who doesn't know your mom, her condition was she could not walk.
She had 3 strokes in 2 years. She could not walk. She had like no real movement in her left side. She even developed epilepsy from the strokes and was taking a major emergency medication, which is only for like the severest of seizures. She was having to take that 2 to 3 times a day, if not more. And like I said, she could not think properly. You know, she was having a hard time cognitively adding numbers, or, you know, she would be talking to somebody and then forget who she was or where she was, or even, you know, like the scariest thing you will ever see is your parents not recognizing you. That will make you feel like everything could just fall out from under your feet, even the cement you're walking on. But I praise Jesus today because he is a God of the living. What was dead, he brings back to life. Mm-hmm. What was lost is now found. So I think we're releasing everything. Would you mind if we...
No, because she was dancing last Sunday, right?
She's dancing every Sunday.
Every Sunday,
Wednesday.
She's up here dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, so yes, okay. Release, please.
All right. So our great and awesome and mighty Father, we thank you on this Thanksgiving Eve, and we thank you, Jesus, for just your wonderfulness, for your love, your mercy, your compassion, your grace, Lord. Tonight, I ask that you would just go forth to everyone who's hearing this, whether it's right now live or in a message archive, everyone who hears this, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bring hope to the hopeless.
Yes.
I ask that you bring back what was lost, bring it back to being found. What was thought to be dead, raise it up to life again, Father. Whether it was somebody's marriage or somebody's children or somebody's relationships with friends who they cared for deeply, or their finances, or just even their heart's dreams that they thought were gone and could never happen. Lord, bring those back up, Father God, with just one encounter with you. Let it all just come right back to life, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. That was great. Oh, that's good. Somebody got married, but she snuck it in like right on the last night of December of last year. But I think it counted for this year. Now that I totally messed you up.
I'm going to go back from when I was little. And 2 years ago, the Lord gave me a scripture of Isaiah 61:1, 61:7. And he said, because you have double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be double, and your joy will go on forever.
Wow.
You know, I was cooking today. I wasn't going to come today. I was cooking. But the peace was so overwhelming in my home. I got everything done. Pies done. I mean, everything done. Bob's gonna do the turkey in the morning, and the house is clean and dust.
Gosh, we're gonna ask you to pray that blessing.
You know,
Cammy's home cooking.
And I just felt that the Lord said, "You've got a lot to be thankful for." And my biggest, Pastor Steve, you and Cammy have been such a blessing. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, our hearts.
Yeah.
You know, without you, without the teaching, without the encouragement, without the fight, without the prayer, because I know without a shadow of doubt that you on your knees praying for the congregation, because I've seen it in the spirit that you're down on your knees. So thank you. Thank you so much. But I had no intentions of being married. I didn't. But God had another plan. And marrying Bob is like such the love in him and the and the kindness and the gentleness and the faithfulness and the patience. And I've felt like God has given me double.
Yeah. He's giving you
He's
double.
Giving me the double for my trouble. Yeah. And it's Bob that he brought, and it's just like the Lord has used Bob to embrace me and to give me joy.
Yeah.
You know, we laugh and we joke around. We cut each other down. But it's in fun.
Yeah.
You know, he likes that. Next, someone to cut, you know. So he says, so I said, well, I'm good at that, you know. You know, so, but, you know, God is so faithful.
Yes.
He is so faithful. And I've had two marriages, and they were wrong marriages, and God just brought the right man out of nowhere, you know. But the Lord told me that I would be getting married.
Right.
He did say that, you know, but, you know, I just said, okay, if this is you, Lord, this is what I want. So I gave him everything I wanted in a man, the fusing of the eyes, which I never had that, you know, the kindness and the love and, and no children, and I know it's bad, but I've been through that route, and I don't want to ever go through that route again. You know, no kids. You know, sorry, forgive me, but I'm being honest. Okay, I'm being honest because it is work, and you lose in the long run. They gain, you lose. But anyway, and so everything I asked for, and then I go to work and a convalescent home, and then this man comes, and I turn around, and he just, I mean, the fusing of the eyes, I thought, what in the world? And I knew that I can honestly say, he fell in love like that. I was like, well, you know me. I was like, oop, oop, been there, done that. No way. I'm not going to go that route again. I was happy being single, you know. But in my heart, God knew that I needed a man that was going to embrace me like Christ embraces me.
Yeah.
And loves me like Christ loves me. And has patience like Christ has patience, you know, and has joy like Christ has joy and laughter because he laughs in the heavens, you know. And that's exactly how Bob is. And I'm a challenge to him. I'm a big challenge to him. But you know what? God doesn't give you anything you can't handle, okay. Bob. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway.
Bob, stand up. We do want to see this. He is living. Come and stand up, Bob. This is the man. He is all she says.
Okay.
I want you to release a blessing because we're done. We'll make room for all these testimonies.
Okay.
But let's go ahead. We're after
8:30.
No, but release it. I mean, this is a miracle.
Father,
yeah.
I just thank you for those who are wanting to be married, Lord, and then just be patient, Father God, because you have the right person for them, Father. And a man that will treat them like Boaz, Father God, and that is a giver and a tither, Father God, and he's well known in the city, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that that this man would just embrace him and embrace your daughters, Father God, and the ladies, Father God, my sisters, would just be patient and just be patient and trust you that you know what you are doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just blessed every single woman, Father God, that's desiring to be married, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let her be more marriages, Father, that come forth,
yes,
Father,
yes,
in the name of
yes.
Jesus, Father, because you're coming for the bride, Lord. So I thank you, Father God, for more marriages, Father God, in the congregation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
My name's Joyce Barbie, and I am so thankful for forgiveness, because within 5 years, I lost my mom, my grandma, my sister, two beloved pets, and two places that I called home. And during that time, that wasn't enough that the Lord, three members of my family, I used to take care of my mom and grandma, three members of my family made some horrific claims against me to the police. And I went on trial for, I couldn't say this for the longest time, elder abuse and fraud. And it's a very tough time in my life, but I had to go back and forth to court for a year and 5 months, not knowing my fate and not having a family to come back on because they turned everybody against me. But I had the Lord. And if I had to be to court at 8 o'clock, because, of course, it was in Ventura and I was in Simi, you know, I couldn't be in Simi. But I had to get up at, I got up at 5:30 in the morning so I could pray to the Lord for him to forgive me for anything that I had done, for him to forgive them, and to bless them. And like I said, after a year and a half, that case, the prosecution dropped charges because there was nothing that I did wrong. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And yeah, and then I was just lost though because I didn't have family anymore. My mom and grandma, they were most godly women you'd ever meet. And so I have a dream that the Lord put on me. I'm a songwriter. And so I took off to Tennessee for a month, and I wasn't ready to come home yet, so I went up to Springfield, Missouri, because it's only that far on the map. And that's where the Lord showed me how much he loved me. And he showed me signs and wonders. Mm. But if I could backtrack a little bit, when I was going through what I was going through with the court, I was swimming in a condo that I lived in with another lady. And she said, I belong to a group of women, and when they pray, things happen. I said, well, I want to be prayed for. That was a glow.
Oh, yeah.
Glow. That was a glow. So, and I just celebrated my 11th year with a glow, a powerful group of women that just took me in, did not judge me, listened to me, prayed for me, and now I'm on the board of a glow. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I was so grateful for just forgiveness. Because he forgives me and all I do, and to be able to bless my family, who I don't sit around the table with family. You know, I do have my son, but the Lord has him in Colorado working on his heart. And so, I mean, I do have friends that aglows my family, Jubilee's my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just so grateful for everybody here and just for all the love that's here.
Can you release that blessing of the Lord's vindication, his way of taking us through and causing our heart to be able to forgive, receive his love, and be able to see the goodness of God and what others might would just collapse and not know how to continue? I want to receive that blessing and the strength that you've been given.
Father God, I have to get on my knees for this one. Father God, just thank you for all that you've done in my life. Thank you for the blessing of forgiveness that you bestow on all your children. Father God, when I think about you and all that you have seen me through day by day and the little miracles that you do to me, have for me day by day, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, and I ask you to bless this congregation. Bless it, Pastor Steve and Cammie, Lord, and thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can rise above what the enemy tries to throw at us. We can rise above it with forgiveness and love. And you're all about love, Father. And we just give you all the, I give you all the praise and all the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
It was 7 years ago, November 18th, that Nikki was diagnosed.
First I want to thank the Lord for his plan for salvation, and I want to thank my husband for showing me and teaching me the plan of salvation, that I could pray the prayer and be saved. I thank you, Lord. When Nikki was diagnosed, we were shipwrecked, and we started losing everything. Walking through that trial and testing, it became obvious to us to just trust the Lord and let go of everything as a sacrifice of praise to the Lord. There are many, many, many blessings that came upon that. I thank every one of you for your prayers for all of these years. Nikki is now graduated from high school. She's had her kidney transplant. She's well. Her sister is well. They're both, Michelle's running marathons and in good health, and Nikki is doing very well. She's started college. So we are 7 years now. We are declaring that that is finished. She's yes. through.
Yes.
So
yes.
In amongst all of that, I just want to give thanks to the Lord that whatever he requires us to lay down, it is such an enormous, overwhelming blessing when he gives it back. So when he returns, when I can come back to church regularly, and when we can, our marriage has been restored, Nikki's health has been restored, our finances have been restored, that just his blessing is overwhelming. It is more than we let go of. So I'm just so eternally grateful. And you want to say that?
And on the 18th of this month, on Saturday, we finished the thank you song. Yes. Yes. 7 years to the day.
Yes. You believe that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, we didn't know that until
you didn't know that
until
you looked, yeah, of course.
You know. So, Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes, let's receive.
We thank you that you have a timing.
Father, you are so amazing, so good, more than we deserve. We thank you for your faithfulness and love, and for teaching us how to walk and trust you for every step, every breath, every need. So we release that tonight in Jesus' name, mm-hmm. to everyone here and listening, that your God has a plan and a purpose for your life and your walk, and provision for every need that you have according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We bless you and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Boy, it's rich, isn't it? The glory of God that's here.
You know, there's a saying that goes that faith is the currency of heaven. And in my life, God has taken me to a great step of faith through what is happening in my body. I live it. So when I live it, it's even more a part of me than just also praying it. And about 5 years ago, a hole opened in my body. And until the Lord explained it to me, I didn't understand what it was, but it was, let's just say, diseases and everything that he wanted to get out. He said even poisons that medical science doesn't know about. He says, I'm restructuring your body for the future. A doctor wanted to do surgery, and the Lord says, you do surgery, it's not going to be successful. I had to walk in faith, and my wife, wouldn't you know, I marry a nurse. No coincidence. And she has to change this every day. And God's the antibiotic, because he's been the antibiotic for over 3.5 to 4 years. He'll open a hole, he'll close a hole. And he told us about 4 months ago, it's all going to close now. But God's time is his timing, and one of them is closing. And so it's... I'm in the mirror one morning and I'm shaving. I've had a concave chest all my life. The chest is being pushed out. You can't miss it. Again, faith, because he's doing it. He's in the body, he's restructuring. I've gone through great pain. My head was like this at one time. He straightened out my spine. If my weight gets too much, he pulls my body up from the inside and makes it become straight. But when he does that, sometimes the belly shoots out because of what he's doing. But as he goes up the body, there's times when there's excruciating pain. I feel so young, I don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And then this last week, I was going to go to, you see, but he always challenges me. You know, what I trust in when he said, don't go through with the surgery. A doctor wanted to do the surgery. We went to a surgeon. The Lord said, don't do it. And my wife was surprised. But my wife has seen the miracle, has seen a hole as big as a plant, of a flower plant, come down to two small scabs. She's seen the miracle. She's seen it jump when it makes no sense medically. I believe God has given me what I probably would call radical faith, mm-hmm. because I just, I can eat and I'm losing weight. My wife even says to me, my gosh, you're not on a diet. I'm on a diet and I've known you for a long time and you're losing weight. But the Lord told me this would happen. So then a week ago, I'm due for a dental appointment. Well, actually it was about 3 weeks ago. And my mouth is in great pain. And the Lord says, it's not your teeth. I'm pushing up your eye where it was down by the jawbone. And sure enough, it did. He got it back. He said, but you're not going to go in for a cleaning. I'm recreating your mouth, your eyes, and your ears. Do you believe me? Well, I don't really have any choice. But people would say, go in for a cleaning. Can God take food particles out of your mouth? Can he take stuff that normally bothers your teeth and says, I'm also the divine dentist? And this is just another walk that makes no sense to the world. But again, it's faith. And you have mm-hmm. to be able to look beyond the world to God mm-hmm. and keep your eyes on him for him to move. So God said, if I didn't come up and testify this tonight, I was in trouble.
I'm thinking that the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will give life to our mortal body. So eye has not seen nor ear heard yet the fullness of what he can do.
And the same thing, other thing, you people know I'm an intercessor. There's people I pray for. I pray for their issues and for them to be economically blessed, for their business to succeed. 4 months ago, I said, stop praying for them. If you stop praying, I will grant everything that they've had you ask to pray for, and it will start to happen. And things are happening to these people without me saying a prayer, because I obey God. Again, faith to just let everything go and pray for two things, Israel and President Trump.
All right. Those
are the only two things he'll let me pray for.
Well, can you pray for everybody here?
Okay, all right. You want to go home? I want to go home.
Yeah, let's stand up together.
I just want to glorify God.
Yeah,
that's all. I mean, it's...
I'm in it. I'm in. Amen.
Lord, I pray that this faith that you're working in me, and I pray that you don't have to work it in the same way in anybody else, but I pray that this faith that you're working in me and that you are giving me, that's a seed that's grown and grown and grown, I pray, Lord, that you pour it into every life, wow, of every person here, Lord, pour it into their lives in ways that they can't imagine it, as I couldn't imagine it. Challenge them, Lord, in order that their faith grows, because that's what you did to me. Challenge them, test them, take them where they don't think they can go, Lord, that their faith is so great that you can use them in ways they can never imagine, Lord. And I bless you, Lord, for what you would do this day. I ask that your anointing would fall upon every life and every body here. Wow, for what is needed. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Now, Lord, we just give you thanks. All of these testimonies, the ones that we carry with you, cause them to be like divine food that feeds and awakens faith and vision, expectancy. Bless every Thanksgiving meal, every family member, far and wide. And we just declare that all that we've heard now would become fruitful, multiply, fill, and subdue, and replenish the earth and all of Jubilee. And for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Happy Thanksgiving. Wish somebody...